The resilience organization working with the United Nations Population Fund has brought information much closer to people living with disabilities at the Rajaf Education Center. Well, this has been done through the transcribing of textbooks into Braille for teachers to teach students without any more challenges. And this is quite a major move for people with visual impairments. And to talk about this effort, we have in the studio with us, Chief Executive Officer of the Resilience Organization, Kevin Abalo, with us. And Kevin, good morning, and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Right. Now, just help us understand the project that you are currently undertaking on the provision of Braille books at the Rajaf Education Center.
UNFPA supported the Rajaf Educational Center through Resilient Organization with the Braille machine. This is to actually facilitate learning for students with virtual and virtually impaired, mm-hmm. and the teachers, as most of them are blind, so they had been having difficulties in teaching because they only had the textbooks that every school used, and the textbook were not really designed in a way that the virtually impaired or the blind student and teachers can use. So with support from the UNFPA, our resilient organization managed to transcribe these textbooks into the Braille for easy use and easy learning.
That's right. And I must say that it has been a long time coming, because imagine someone with visual impairment trying to use something that requires eyesight.
I can just imagine how
challenging that was.
It was too much challenging to the extent that if a teacher want to teach, a teacher have to bring in a friend to first read for him what is in the textbook, and then he will transcribe it, which takes really some much time in his understanding language as virtually impaired person, and then after that they will move on to a teaching, which had really been a great challenge, and this was the first challenge they really reach out to us as a resilient organization to help them address, because many people have promised to address it, but it never happened. So we managed with the support from UNFPA.
And that's just one of the challenges that people living with disabilities are undergoing, most especially in their places of work. As your organization, on a larger scale, how do you address the challenges that face such kind of people?
What we do as a resilient organization, we reach out to most vulnerable people, because there had been this kind of behavior of leaving some people behind, you know, an inclusivity. So we have decided to do it in a very different way as a resilient organization, by reaching out to vulnerable people and hearing from them what are the challenges they face and what are the most major challenges that they had really been going through. And after they have shared with us, and then we take it forward by reaching out to some few donors and make sure we address it to really leave no one behind.
Right. And the other thing, one of the other issues that you focus on as an organization is reproductive health rights, including disseminating information to young people. How do you ensure that this works out and there's all inclusivity and reaches out to as many people?
Resilient organization conducted training of teachers and facilitators on comprehensive sexuality education and also sexual reproductive health messages, where we transcribed them into Braille and recorded some of these sexual reproductive health messages into digital radio, and also for the virtually impaired, we recorded some messages for them to easily listen in state of reading, and also we make sure we transcribed some of these messages into the Braille so that the student, the young people, will be able to read for themselves. And also we had also been working with hearing impaired from Buluk B Primary School, where young people who are having problem with their ears, in other way, we call them the deaf, but the best language to use is hearing impaired. We had also been helping them by making sure we produce some sexual reproductive health messages into a video form where it will play in a video while also having some words, you know, whatever that the person is saying will be, you know, running through words, and also they will be watching. You know, when you watch a video, you understand by yourself what the video really mean. And also most of these young people in Bulug B with hearing impaired, they can read. So we make sure we really make them understand in their own ways. And also we have also one of, I mean, the first of its kind, one of the largest adolescents and girls, adolescent girls conference and comprehensive sexuality conference in the last, a year ago, where we brought really large number of young girls, and we just made the discussion really so exciting, inclusive. We were just like not having a conference, but it was more of a conversation on comprehensive sexuality education and sexual reproductive health rights, where we brought in some key people from UNESCO, we brought in key people from UNFPA, and we also brought in some key people from the state, Ministry of Health and National Ministry of Health, where they were a part, to make these young people really understand the importance and what comprehensive sexuality really means. We also really did the same, and that was just last year. We conducted a training on sexual reproductive health and sexual gender-based violence and HIV itself, just a component of these three, where we brought in community leaders that were traditional leaders, religious leaders from both sides. We brought in youth leaders. We brought in the women leaders, and also some teachers were part of this training, just to make it easy for the whole nation to understand that sexual reproductive health is one's right, and everybody have a right to make a decision over his or her, her health. And also, the teachers were able to help us disseminate the same messages into the schools, and the community leaders were also able to help us, you know, disseminate the same messages into their community during community events. And the churches were able, the pastors, the priests were able also to help us disseminate the messages into the churches as well. And all this happened with support from UNFPA. So now we are really rooted as a resilient organization with the help of these gatekeepers.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Habalo, for the time. And as we conclude, how else can other organizations that do community work just like you be able to be more inclusive so that no one is left behind, just like you emphasize?
I basically think that it is important when addressing a community issue, you have to be very inclusive, especially by leaving no one behind. When you're going for your assessment, don't focus only with the daily people, the everyday people. You have to make sure in the assessment you're doing, in the problem finding, you make sure everybody give in their voices, including people living with disability, because they also deserve the same right as us. And please, in our work, I request all of us to be inclusive. Let's leave nobody behind. Let's include people living with disability for a better South Sudan.
Right. And your final words on the importance of the partnership that you've been focusing on underserved communities?
Partnership is one of the major thing. If you are a civil society or, INGO or UN agencies or even an association, you have to really partner, especially with the community that you work with, and also the community leaders themselves. It help your work really flow very, very well, and it help you sustain whatever activities that you're doing. Like, for example, what Resilient Organization had done with the gatekeepers, and till now our activities are ongoing even without money. You know, to make it easy for an organization or other partners really to move on, let's try to bring in, let's try to work hand in hand with the gatekeepers, so that whatever we're doing should not end after the funding. It should continue, because we are not just doing it for the money that maybe is there. Let's also continue doing it without money.
All right.
So the partnership will help your work to flow, and it will help you sustain the work, especially with the communities.
That's right. And Kevin, before I forget, Mukimbele Arabi, just to bring those other the population to speed on
exactly.
some of the activities we've had.
Exactly. Shukran jazilan. Ana kalam ketir fi shughul bita resilient organization bedama min UNFPA. Anina stakhil ketir ma nasal ma Rajaf Educational Center for the Blind al madrasa bita nas al muzurin al guide fil buluk and also anina stakhil benas kaman al hindu mushkila fi hadana bitomon al shabab al guide fi fi buluk b primary school o shughul bitana anina stakhil jidan fi tijab bita anina saidumon be textbook lanu all these years au senindel kulu al jamandel hindu mushkila kan ketir fi madarisa bitomon al textbook alumon gistakhal mo that the textbook al zol al bahainu ya kan bistakhal mo lakina nina saidumon fi teriga alna transcribe au alna geru textbook de lil understanding bitomon how inageru lomon ashanumon bistakhal lom I mean in a way alumon be understand how fi language bitomon how fi Arabi, I don't know how to transcription da ina transcribe awa nina geru textbook ina tarjima exactly ina tarjimu min textbook de le braille ashanumun teachers aw hostazindal be stuck the mo be there su nas hadi wa hanna command je resilient organization fi messages bita reproductive health how messages and sahabitomon cave nas begini wo Keb zolma be ligo HIV how zolma be tala milan ligo marfu how zolma be bada family ligo majais anina kaman shirk moment message del ina tarjimu message del fi lukha alumon bagder shino alumon bagder fahim fogo or the same thing kaman le nasal magi asma o kaman fi kan buses bitomon au arabia bitomon kan tihit arabia digenitid mas almost jesita sena wanina jerezil an organization by Dahamin UNFPA and Nagomo Harabia de Hassa Umun Gidor Baharabia Bitomon or the challenges al Kanfio Kamana Najibu Braille Imposa Braille Imposa de beside Humon Igero al textbook da biterjimu adi lelshuno le braille textbook biterjimu min adi al textbook le braille ashanumun be stuck dimu o kan zamande mun kan maindu ile zol be type lakin hasa bigomon indu machine alumon bishuno umon best be transcript hajar jail okay. Man, so many things.
Thank
war partnership between Alisa Bistemir Gidam.
Shukran Zilan, Kevin, for your good work in the community. And please don't stop at that.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Kevin is the Chief Executive Officer of the Resilience Organization, bringing us to speed on the partnership that they have with UNFPA and to help the people living with disabilities at Rajaf Education Center, most especially those living with a visual impairment, by transcribing the text that they've had in the normal books that you and I can see to a text in the braille language that is suitable for the people living with visual impairment.